Classic science fiction stories, read by Nicky Henson. The Disintegration Machine, by Arthur Conan Doyle. Professor Challenger was in the worst possible humour. As I stood at the door of his study, my hand upon the handle and my foot upon the mat, I heard a monologue which ran like this, the words booming and reverberating through the house.
Yes, I say it is the second wrong call, the second in one morning. Do you imagine that a man of science is to be distracted from essential work by the constant interference of some idiot at the end of a wire? I will not have it. Send this instant for the manager.
Oh, you are the manager.
Well, why don't you manage? Yes, you certainly manage to distract me from work, the importance of which your mind is incapable of understanding. I want the superintendent.
He is away.
So I should imagine. I will carry you to the law courts if this occurs again. Crowing cocks have been adjudicated upon. I myself have obtained a judgment. If crowing cocks, why not jangling bells? The case is clear. A written apology? Very good. I will consider it. Good morning.
It was at this point that I ventured to make my entrance. It was certainly an unfortunate moment. I confronted him as he turned from the telephone, a lion in its wrath. His huge black beard was bristling. His great chest was heaving with indignation, and his arrogant grey eyes swept me up and down as the backwash of his anger fell upon me.
"Infernal, idle, overpaid rascals!" he boomed. "I could hear them laughing while I was making my just complaint. There is a conspiracy to annoy me, and now, young Malone, you arrive to a complete disastrous morning. Are you here, may I ask, on your own account, or has your rag commissioned you to obtain an interview? As a friend, you are privileged, but as a journalist, you are outside the pale."
I was hunting in my pocket for McCartney.